You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Just mentioned briefly, because we've talked about it a fair amount, Donald Trump has not been formally indicted yet, nor arrested, as he predicted. The current latest reporting that I think I believe is the indictment may come down today, but even if it does, the whole process of booking him, mugshot, all that won't happen till next week. They're going to orchestrate that with the Secret Service and the NYPD and everything. So that's that. Enough of that.
I'll tell you this, though. Trump put out another statement saying the rogue prosecutor is having a hard time with the grand jury, says essentially, attempting to build a case that's never been brought before and actually can't be brought. If he spent this time, effort, and money on fighting violent crime, which is destroying New York City, our once beautiful and safe Manhattan, which has become an absolute hellhole, would be a much better place to live.
That's a pretty good one.
That's why people love him.
That is a good one. I agree with you. I still think there's a chance that enough powerful voices get to this guy and say, don't, you're doing more harm than good, all right? His objective...
Well, just to interject real quick, I think it'll be the woke crowd that's going to tell him, dude, we're turning loose all these felons and emptying the prisons and pretending that the only reason people commit crimes is systemic racism. You're doing a good job at that. Quit bringing heat down over this stupid Trump thing. Mm. I think it'll be the woke crowd that's hammering them on that.
Interesting. In addition to probably leading traditional Democrats who say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another quick headline. Xi Jinping said China was ready with Russia to stand guard over the world order based on international law. And on parting with his dear friend Putin, said changes are coming that haven't been seen in a century.
That's not chilling at all.
No, not at all. Although he kind of knew that about him. Moving on to different fare, a little closer to home, specifically your laundry room. I like this story. When Cincinnati firefighter Ed Wallace bought a high-efficiency Whirlpool washing machine, he came to regret the decision almost immediately. The machine used less water, not enough to clean Wallace's work clothes, and his colleagues at the firehouse quickly noticed. I walked past my guys and they say, dude, you stink.
Oh.
I smelled myself and I said, yeah, that's me stinking.
Wow!
Now, excuse me.
Yeah, that's... Man, I've had that problem with some of your modern washing, dishwashing machines. They try to be so. The bigger problem I have had is not getting the stuff clean. Is it takes like an hour and a half because of the way they try to conserve energy. But anyway,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, President Biden is pushing regulations that could force Mr. Wallace's stinky situation upon millions of Americans. Biden's Energy Department last month proposed new efficiency standards for washing machines that would require new appliances to use considerably less water, all in an effort to, quote, confront the global climate crisis.
How about you use however much you need to use to get my clothes clean? That's interesting. Well, I assume that I'm in a rental, so I'm using whatever old washing machine they have there. But it's out of balance, like old washing machines get. So when it's doing the spin thing at the end, it walks around the room. You know how it balances all the way. So when you go in there after it's finished the cycle, it's way over there. So then I got to move the washing machine back over to where it's supposed to be. But it gets the clothes clean. But yeah, if it stopped doing it, I just do it all the extra rinse or the heavy duty or whatever to try to get enough water, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Wash your clothes 5 times. That's how you'll get them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the old unintended consequences.
How about we do a better job with water capture, water storage, water, what do you call it, where you clean it and get it back into circular processing? Like you go, I remember the first time I ever went to, it was in Reno, big casino hotel. It's in the middle of the drought. I'm used to just the water dribbling out of my shower head in California. And I'm there in the brown desert that is, the eastern side of the Sierra Nevada. And I check into this hotel, I go to take a shower, and they had water pressure that could, like, de-louse a circus elephant in 30 seconds. It was so great. I mean, gallons and gallons and gallons of water coming out of the shower. And I asked somebody, what's the story with that? They said, well, they reclaim and process their own water. And so they have as much as they want.
It just reminded me of the classic Seinfeld episode where the guy was selling shower heads out of the trunk of his car. Oh, no, you don't want that one. That one's for circus elephants. We don't sell that. That's what I want.
So anyway, these rules that nobody voted on, they've just been sent down by the administrative state. It'll make appliances more expensive, laundry day a headache, each cycle will take longer, the detergent will cost more, and in the end, the clothes will be less clean, according to the manufacturers. Or you'll have to do them over and over again. The proposed washing machine rules, writes the Free Beacon, mark the latest example of the administration turning to consumer regulations to advance its climate change goals. Last month, for instance, the Energy Department published an analysis of its proposed cooking appliance efficiency regulations, which would effectively ban half of all gas stoves on the U.S. market from being sold.
I got to admit, I haven't looked into this story. I've just seen the headlines. I saw the initial, they're going to ban gas stoves, and I saw the pushback of crazy, ridiculous Republicans claiming something that's not true again. Nobody's going to ban gas stoves. Then I saw the pushback to that pushback that, yeah, they are. And it sounds like you're telling me, yes, they are going to ban gas stoves.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely are. And it all dates back to, as usual, California is on the front line of stupid, an incredibly highly suspect story or study, rather, by an activist outfit that made all sorts of wild claims about gas stoves and their polluting effects and how they cause kids to have asthma. None of it proved. None of it supportable. None of it you could duplicate in an independent study.
That's such a good idea. I need to do that for one of my causes. Because it's turned out to be true over and over again. If you can get a study out there that's shocking, it'll travel around the world. Every media outlet picks it up. Like the straws thing, the famous one with the 9-year-old kid does a third grade term paper about how straws killing turtles or how many straws we use per year. Right. Everybody quoted that number. California cities banned straws based over that completely made up story that every news outlet ran with. So similar thing here. You make up a crazy, oh, my God, I didn't realize gas stoves were so bad data. It goes to everybody repeats it. Then you get some legislation passed or at least regulations.
Well, and so the idea is to ban any fossil fuel, any use of any fossil fuels and make everything into this glorious new electric world where you have an electric heat pump and not gas heat or gas cooking or whatever.
But we're also banning coal. So where's the electricity coming from?
Unicorn farts, as usual. But again, so the idea is we're banning all fossil fuels. People like natural gas. Natural gas was touted forever as the clean alternative to coal. And so everybody uses it. It's incredibly efficient. It packs an energy wallop for the amount of cost and the amount of space it takes up and the rest of it. It's really a wonderful fuel. And so they can't possibly ban it on its merits. So they've got to cook up these ridiculous fake studies that show it's giving kids asthma or choking barn owls to death or clogging the nose of sea turtles, the ones that haven't been killed by the straws or whatever. And they claim this crap. And the compliant press of California, which is damn near 40 million people, shrinking every day, but still a hell of a lot of people, trumpets this stuff. And so it gets picked up by the national press. And all of a sudden, the Department of Energy, which is an activist organization, touts these studies as reasons to make half of the gas stoves in the U.S. Illegal. And just none of it's based in science.
Well, we did the story from Seattle where they're doing away with gas stoves. And the electric company in the Seattle area is saying, we're not ready for this. How's this going to work? We're not going to be able to provide enough energy for this. So, yeah.
The grid as it stands now, burning coal and natural gas and whatever else.
And the push toward electric cars, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The grid as it stands now, getting its electricity the way it does now, can't possibly stand up under the strain of the demands that the climate crowd is proposing. For everything being electric. Meanwhile, they're telling you you've got to eliminate natural gas and coal and everything that's not, you know, unicorns on treadmills or windmills or whatever, which are killing whales, by the way, probably. You've got to ban all electricity generation that's not completely green, thereby cutting the capacity of the grid significantly at the very moment it can't stand up to what they're proposing. So it's just, it's not based in reality at all. But it gets votes and it gets contributions, so they do it. They run it up the flagpole. All these people are so damn rich, they don't care if you have to switch from a gas stove to an electric stove. What the hell do they care?
Won't all this stuff go away as soon as the Republicans are back in charge?
I think a lot of it will, yeah, if they ever are. Oh, that reminds me. Where is that story? Dang it. Oh, it was this, it's the Free Beacon again, but they were going through the Biden administration's taxpayer-funded push to build a clean energy economy. A lot of these giant grants that they're handing out have gone to their most giant donors. These people are involved, invested in these big alternate energy companies. Well, they happen to be the big-time donors. You're Bill Gates, you're Steve Jobs, you're left-wing billionaires. And it's just, it's such an obvious, you know, revenue washing back and forth situation. I could get into the particulars and the name of the companies and the rest of it, but they give generously to Democratic politicians. Then their big green energy companies get giant federal grants and awards and contracts and the rest of it. It's just so obvious. Congressional Republicans like Tom Cotton warned that the money, the $300 billion portion of the Inflation Reduction Act that went to green energy, Tom Cotton said, this will create a green energy slush fund. Mm. And sure enough, it has. It's all, you know, just all you need to know. Well, it's not all you need to know, but it's helpful to know is that Al Gore got crazy rich selling green energy garbage. And not that all green energy is garbage, but it's, when it's popular and it's noble and it's good, nobody ever scrutinizes it. They just throw money at it. But you knew that. End of rant.
Bullshit.
That's right.
Do you enjoy delicious Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Well, maybe you'll eat more of it or less of it based on the fact that they're funding a media campaign against U.S. support for Ukraine. Speaking of Ukraine, it's hard to have any good news about that because it's so awful all the way around. But one of your major think tanks on this has some positive news for the Ukraine side of that horrifying war and a bunch of other stuff we got to talk about coming up. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Did this contestant on Family Feud murder his wife?
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Dressed in a bow tie and suit, Tim Bleichnik appeared polite and good-natured when he competed on the show. But now, cops say he's behind the brutal killing of his estranged wife, Rebecca, a nurse and mom of three. Her bullet-riddled body was found inside her home after she failed to pick up their three sons from school. When Bleichnik competed on Family Feud, listen to his haunting response to host Steve Harvey's question about wedding day mistakes.
What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
Oh. The audience gasped, and Bleichnik attempted to clarify.
Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I?
When Bleichnik was arrested for murder, he had long hair, a far cry from his clean-cut appearance on Family Feud in 2020.
Tim Bleichnik is being held at the county jail on a no-bond warrant. Rebecca's family says they are relieved by his arrest, but says the investigation is far from over.
There's a lot of weird stuff in that. I mean, it's a horrible story. Mama 3 murdered. But
my takeaway is never trust no long hairs.
Or arrest people in bow ties just on, you know, until you can prove otherwise.
Right, exactly. Guilty until proven innocent.
I like the, he displayed only a pleasant image on Family Feud. Oh, so he didn't come off as murderous, obviously murderous as a contestant on Family Feud? Well, that's good.
There was another story like that not long ago. In fact, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is that old tape we're playing again. No, it was like four or five months ago. There was a dude who, I think it was on Family Feud. And the host made some sort of, well, you love your wife, right? And he's like, yeah. And he gave a weird noncommittal answer, and he ended up killing his wife.
Oh my God. Let's play the feud.
It's literally a family feud where family members are killing each other.
Oh, wow. Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, exactly.
This game show is the most likely to have murderous contestants. Number one answer, Family Feud. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. Steve Harvey is the host of Family Feud?
That is correct, sir.
I used to watch a feud back in the day, way back in the day.
Richard Dawson?
Enjoyed it, yeah. Oh, that's right. He was the guy who kissed everyone. What an odd story that is. Are we getting dumber? It would appear that we are.
The two of us or as a people?
I know I am. As humanity. A people, as a Americans. Are. Americans are. IQ scores significantly increased from 1932 through the 20th century all over the world. Something known as the Flynn effect, which I'll have to read more about because it doesn't explain why that would be. Why did everybody get smarter all around the world? Anyway, the reverse Flynn effect seems to be taking place in the United States.
Whoa.
There's one there.
Whoa.
Someone whose IQ has dropped. A large sample of the United States covering between 2006 and 2018. In every category but one, we are going backwards in IQ scores.
It is Idiocracy come true. That documentary that masqueraded as a comedy.
Composite ability scores that single, blah, 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 blah. The score went down regardless of age, education, or gender all across the United States in most of the categories, not all. They don't know how to explain it. There's some guesses. Like nutrition.
Wrong.
Worsening health due to media exposures and changes in education. Changes in education, do they don't have an effect on your IQ, do they? I thought IQ is your like brain power. I've never taken an IQ test. I don't even know what they do, but
yeah, it is. That's an interesting. Although I know in your development as an infant and a toddler, the extent to which you're caused to use your brain. The extent to which you use your brain is an important determinant of how intelligent you are later on. I mean, you can't keep an infant in isolation, not stimulate them, not talk to them, etc., and have them develop intellectually.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a great question. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to answer it.
Well, the second biggest school district in America, the kids ain't learning nothing today because there's a strike. We'll tell you more about that coming up. If you missed an hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Over 65,000 LAUSD workers are on strike, and Cecily Meyer-Cruz with United Teachers Los Angeles says it's all about creating leverage for future negotiations. She hopes the current strike over SEIU service workers will scare new superintendent Alberto Carvalho when the teachers union negotiates its contract.
The superintendent has never seen a strike up close before, and we need him to look at these 3 days and decide he doesn't want anything to do with that ever again.
The strike expected to run through Thursday.
I have more compassion for any side that doesn't use that tone of voice.
The very notion of government schools is now so diseased it needs to be torn down and either started again or ended. Government schools are utterly corrupt.
The Los Angeles School District is the second biggest school district in the entire country. What are they striking about? Here are the details.
So the service workers say they were unable to renegotiate their contract when they were supposed to because of COVID.
I showed up every day. I installed air filters in classrooms and other facilities. My work was essential for student health. But it seems LAUSD has forgotten that.
So now they have essentially canceled their 2020 contract and they're trying to renegotiate. They want a 30% increase and an extra $2 an hour.
We'll actually bring our members out of the poverty line. They are at $25,000 a year average, and a raise we're demanding would bring them to $36,000 to $37,000 average approximately.
To just meet the poverty line.
Just the poverty line for a family of four here in Los Angeles.
So 3 day strike. 422,000 students not in school today, which is a lot of people. 30% increase in pay is a big jump at once.
Yeah, I wish them well in their demands. Anyway. I'm looking at, the particulars are not that interesting. I mean, and when you do get back in school, how's the teaching going to be? How's the learning going to be? How successful is it? How much time are they spending teaching you the woke stuff, the gender-bending queer theory stuff? I feel for you folks that have kids in government schools right now. It's a tough road, right? You got to keep an eye on what they're teaching and whether your kids are indeed learning or not. There is a huge crisis in American government schools, and I think people are just starting to wake up to that.
I should be back in school.
Yes, yes, you should, young lady. Speaking of strikes, I don't know why this isn't getting more attention. What's going on in France right now? The strikes are getting bigger and crazier, not smaller and saner. There are so many things on fire. Did you see, God, there was a video making the rounds yesterday. Ian Bremmer had it on his Twitter feed of some people in a restaurant eating with this inferno behind them because people have just gotten used to it. It's just, you know, it's just life the way it is. Things are on fire in the street. But I'm looking at all the garbage and turned over vehicles and flames everywhere in one particular French town. All over Macron raising the retirement age from 62 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be our future, too, if we don't figure out a better way to handle it.
Boy, what a beautiful example of that. Absolutely true. And the power of expectations.
Yeah.
Here we are, a society where, generally speaking, 65 is the government retirement age. When you start getting the full government benefits. Of course, if you work for the government, you can retire earlier. But and so we think, wow, from 62 to 64, you're tearing apart your own country. Garbage is piling up in the streets. You're burning it down. The rest of it seems kind of crazy, doesn't it? Those wacky, wacky French. But that's because they'd become used to it.
Yeah, well, we talked about that last week, the culture of retirement. It is it's a stage of life that everyone in France looks forward to, and you regularly end up making more money as a retiree than you made when you were working. And so you just look forward to that part of your life because that's when you're going to have time and more money than you're used to live out your dreams of whatever you've wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a heck of an expectation. If I spend my whole life looking forward to that, I'd be damn disappointed if you tell me I'm not going to get it. I mean, like, really bummed.
Right. You got to push it back a couple of years at least.
Really bummed.
I already have a terrible attitude. I'm French.
Right. The founder of Ben & Jerry's is funding a media campaign against U.S. support for Ukraine.
That's interesting.
Yep.
He's down with Putin, or... Or he's just one of those saps who's anti-war, including wars of defense.
Just anything that's a war, you think? You're not calling people who think we're supporting too much of Ukraine saps, I assume.
No, just people who fundamentally reject all war. I mean, so does everybody if it could be avoided, but sometimes it can't.
Right. One of your think tanks on war with some positive news for a change? Tell you about that next.
After a quick word from our friends and sponsors at MyPillow, they have a massive closeout sale happening on their all-season slippers. The My Slippers are the number one selling MyPillow product, and I have a feeling you'll want to stock up now when you hear this unbelievable offer.
When you use the promo code Getty, you'll get the all-season slippers for $25. They're regularly $149.98. So you're talking $150 slippers you're getting for $25. That's over $120 in savings. Limited to 10 pairs at checkout. They will sell out. Trust us.
They make a really good gift, too. The My Slippers have an exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in other slippers. The patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable and extremely durable.
This is what you should do. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Square to grab a pair of the all-season slippers for $25, regularly priced at $149.98.
Limited to 10 pairs at checkout. Enter the promo code Getty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listeners Square and grab a pair of these all-season slippers. Again, the code is Getty at MyPillow.com. You ought to try the slides, too. The men's slides, they're like they're like slip-ons. They're spectacularly comfortable. I don't wear my Crocs anymore. Not really. Not much anymore.
Because
they're
really,
so comfortable.
You have really gone ultimate leisure when you've gone from Crocs to slides. Because Crocs, I'd have to lift my feet a whole inch off the ground. And who's got time for that?
Hi, I'm Joe Getty. And when I'm shuffling around in my bathrobe, I prefer my pillows slides.
To your Crocs.
Exactly. And all their difficulty. They got the thing on the back. You got to lift it up. You got to lift it down. I get so tired.
I've yet to have my feet in a pair of Crocs.
Mm.
With the little holes for your dignity to drain out.
Well, I was a big fan until the slides.
Oh.
Although I'll still throw the Crocs on now and again because they got the closed toes, mm-hmm. you know, for the more hazardous shuffling around in my bathrobe.
Speaking of shuffling around, my son finally, we walked so far in his shoes that he likes so much, and he was walking away the way so many kids in his class do, where they keep their feet flat and lift them up in a weird way. Have you seen this around high schools or junior highs? The way kids walk?
Just from your description, yeah. It's to keep their cool shoes from being bent, right?
You don't want to crease the toe, so you don't bend the toe. You lift your foot up and then put it down flat. But we went on a far enough walk the other day, just gave in and thought, oh, I can't do it anymore.
I had to walk like a human.
I wondered why some of his friends walked like that until he explained it to me. Hmm. Interesting. There's a video out today of attacks in Kyiv. Just brutal. I mean, it's an American-looking situation as you could get. It's little two-lane, one direction on each side of a median with flowers and grass and buildings and cars going to work and everything like that. And then just all of a sudden, one of the buildings explodes. Iranian drone that, you know, the Iranians are giving drones to the Russians so that they can attack all around.
China, too, now giving them a bunch of drones, from what I understand.
All around Ukraine. That was timed with the leaving of Xi from Russia and the prime minister of Japan from Kyiv to say, hey, we're still here. We're still doing our thing. That was a heck of a deal yesterday. I was reading this in the New York Times. David Sanger was writing about it. The fact that the prime minister of Japan went to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky while the president of China was going to meet with Putin was, you know, that wasn't accidental timing. That was obviously on purpose. But Japan and China have quite the brutal history
mm-hmm.
going way back. And the fact that they are very clearly on opposite sides of something again, and Japan is once again engaging the world militarily, is that's something to keep an eye on for the next century.
Spicy times.
Anyway, I don't know much about the Institute for the Study of War other than it's very highly respected. Their opinions mm-hmm. are.
Indeed, yeah.
And they got a new paper out talking about how the hundreds of thousands of Russian troops that were mobilized, taken out of prisons, grabbed off the streets, forced at gunpoint. These new soldiers have been unable to turn Russia's advances into a major success. The Institute for the Study of War puts out in a new paper. If 300 Russian soldiers have been unable to give Russia a decisive offensive edge in Ukraine, it is highly unlikely that the commitment of additional forces in the future will produce a dramatically different outcome this year. So they think it's that this is an evidence that it ain't going to happen. They're not going to get a big advance at any point. Ukraine is therefore well-positioned to regain the initiative and launch counteroffenses in critical sectors of the current front line. Okay, well, when we come back, you'll hear the next piece added to that. In fact, this might be the reason this is happening. They're going to get those tanks and Patriot missile shooting down things. What do we call them? Patriot missiles.
Anti-missile batteries?
Yeah.
Anti-aircraft batteries?
They're going to get those sooner than we thought. For a variety of reasons. Stay tuned for that story. It's really interesting.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thank you.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't care what you do for a living. Be glad you're not one of those Russian conscripts. Have you heard about the diggers?
No.
What the diggers do. Oh, boy. Stay with us.
So we're just talking about this paper that's out from the Institute of the Study of War that the Russians failed in their big offensive with 300,000 conscripts. So it's unlikely that any new troops would make any difference, either opening the door for a successful counteroffensive from the Ukrainians. I have a feeling that that information factors into this, as reported on CNN yesterday.
So essentially, the Ukrainians have just proven extremely good at learning this Patriot defense system. According to defense officials who we spoke to here all day, the Ukrainians were able to learn the system on an expedited timeline in a way that the U.S. did not necessarily anticipate. So for that reason, because they have been able to take full advantage of this 10-week training course here at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, the U.S. now believes that it is prepared to actually deploy a Patriot system to Ukraine in the coming weeks.
In coming weeks, so something we weren't gonna send them at all. Then we say, yeah, maybe next year. Now, in the next couple of weeks, they're gonna get those Patriot missile shooting down the Russian missile thingies, the best technology that exists on Earth. We're saying because they picked up the training a lot faster than we thought. It might be true, but I don't know. We also announced in this same story that we're going to send the Abrams tanks way earlier than we had been saying. I think that the news that, okay, now's the time for a counteroffensive, that we're getting the stuff in there. We didn't want to give them the stuff. It was going to be pointless.
Right.
Yeah. And so now the Abrams tanks are going to show up in the fall. The Patriot missile batteries are going to show up in a couple of weeks. Wow, the Ukrainians will be able to utilize that, whether protecting Kyiv or military installations or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I was also reading how the accounts of several different Russians who have been jailed or have had to flee the country because they've posted on social media some fairly innocuous observations about the war and the rest of it. And some of you who are down with Putin and convinced that Russia is really okay, they were under pressure from NATO, the rest of it. How do you explain that, really? The rampant persecution of 20-year-old young women who've said, seems kind of odd if we're liberators that Ukrainians cheered the bombing of the Crimean Bridge, for instance. The gal who tweeted that or put it up on social media had to flee the country to avoid a 3-year prison sentence. It's unbelievable. Anyway, perhaps you've heard how these conscripts are being used. The Wagner group dragged them out of prisons and then the highways and byways and alleyways of Russia and told them they'd get to amnesty, the rest of it, if they'd go to the front. Well, they're sticking guns in these guys' hands sometimes, as we'll get to, and told you got to charge the enemy lines. If you turn around, you'll be shot. And they have video of these guys charging forward and looking back and seeing the guys with guns pointed at them.
Well, have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front? You can get a good dramatic reenactment of what that's like to have to charge knowing you're going to die.
Exactly. So they send these guys forward, and the Ukrainians are calling them cannon fodder because that's all they are. They're soon to be dead people. And they're using the waves of these conscripts to show their professional soldiers where the Ukrainian firing positions are. So they'll send a wave of 30 guys out there.
Oh.
They all get slaughtered, but then the professional soldiers know, you know, where to throw grenades and that sort of thing, or where to direct the artillery.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have the diggers. Their job is, and they are sent forward with a shovel and a box of ammunition, no weapon, told run as far as you can. If you turn around, we will shoot you. Run as far as you can. When you have to stop, start digging. Start digging a trench, start digging a ditch, put this box of ammunition in there and wait for the real soldiers to show up. If you turn around or you stop too soon, we will shoot you from behind. That's what they call the diggers.
Well, that's pretty horrific, but so is what a lot of those Russian soldiers are doing to men, women, and children in towns all across Ukraine. So it's an ugly, ugly, ugly situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And as always, I picture the next several months or the so-called resolution of this, and I just can't.
Right. And the country with the world's biggest navy, as we learned about on 60 Minutes Sunday night, China, their president visited Putin the last 3 days to say, hey, we're with you. All that stuff you're doing, we're behind you, which is pretty awful.
Well, they did submit that peace plan, Jack.
Right.
Hilarious.
God dang it. Here's some good news. Transition. We might need Do we have time for transition music, Michael?
Barely.
Yeah, a tiny bit of transition music. Just because I mean, that was some heavy stuff right there. What the hell is this? I don't know, it's cleared out my brain.
Wow. I feel like I ought to be doing jazzercise or
I don't feel like it, oh, this is new, this new chicken sound that they introduced.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need a whole album of this. Like one song.
Is this the 12-minute dance mix? We're going to have a problem.
So, it turns out Bigfoot's alive and, probably. And then, well, I don't know. This footage is from 1967. Bigfoot might be quite elderly at this point and waiting for his retirement check. If you're a fan at all of Sasquatch or Strange Phenomenon, you have seen the shaky black and white footage from 1967 of Bigfoot running through the forest in Washington, I think it was at the time.
Sounds right. Washington State, yeah.
Well, somehow through modern technology, somebody was able to colorize it a little bit, stabilize it, get it a lot clearer, and now you can watch it very clearly. Joe just saw it. I just sent him the video. Tell me what you saw, the new video of Sasquatch.
I saw an overweight construction worker walking home in an ape suit. What's hilarious about this, and it is hilarious, is that the guy just walks like a human being.
Yes.
There's no attempt made whatsoever to seem animalistic in any way. He doesn't like lope or move like an ape or anything. He just strolls like he's a fat construction worker going home at the end of his shift.
Yeah, he kind of walks like somebody was making him do it. All right, I'll walk across here. Give me my $100. I'm going home. We'll post that at armstrongandgetty.com. If you ever miss an hour of the radio show, we do 4 hours. If you can't listen to all four, and I don't know why that would be, you can listen in podcast form, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Didn't a guy on his deathbed confess that it was all fake and just for fun?
Yeah, I think maybe you're right.
Well, and it has been fun. I thank you, sir, wherever you are.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.